Hey there, ready to dive into some really fascinating stuff about the future of B2B sales?
Absolutely, should be interesting.
You guys sent over some great material, and one of the things that really stood out was this B2B Sales Radar by Ralph Comore. Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, he's pretty well known in the B2B world. Kind of a legend, actually. Been in the field for over 35 years, written a bunch of books. Even won some kind of award for a big digitalization project a while back. When it comes to the future of B2B, people definitely sit up and listen when he talks.
So you're saying we should too. This B2B sales radar, it's like he's got this crystal ball, right? He's looking to the future of sales.
It's basically saying, buckle up, folks. Things are changing.
Exactly. And not just little changes either, right?
Right. We're talking seismic shifts here.
And he's identified 10 major challenges. 10 things that companies really need to be aware of if they want to survive, let alone thrive,
right,
in this new landscape.
Yeah, he doesn't sugarcoat it. He's very clear that the old ways of doing things just aren't going to cut it anymore.
So no more smiling and dialing our way to success.
Well, a smile never hurts, but yeah, it's going to take a lot more than that.
Okay, so let's dive into these challenges, shall we? What's the first one that Comore throws our way?
So the first one is all about content. He calls it content is king, but only with management.
Okay, content is king. We hear that everywhere these days, right?
It's true, though. But in B2B, it's not enough to just churn out content. You need to manage it strategically.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. Your customers are bombarded with information from all sides. They're online, they're on social media, they're watching videos. If you want your content to stand out, you need to be really smart about how you create it, how you distribute it.
And how you manage it.
Exactly. You need a system.
He actually recommends using a content management system. I mean, that makes sense. Keep everything organized. Make it easier to track what's working and what's not.
It's like having a command center for your content. You can see everything in one place. And that's really just the beginning. Comore also talks about the power of AI for personalizing content.
AI. Like robots writing blog posts.
Well, not exactly robots, but you're getting the idea.
Yeah.
AI can analyze data about your customers, their interests, their behavior, and then it can help you deliver content that is tailored specifically to them.
So instead of just blasting out generic messages, you're sending highly targeted information that is actually relevant to each individual customer.
Precisely. It's all about creating a more personalized and engaging experience. And AI can be a powerful tool for achieving that.
I can see how that would be incredibly effective, especially in the B2B world, where relationships are so important.
Absolutely. Customers are much more likely to engage with content that feels like it was made just for them.
Okay, so we've got to be smart about how we create and manage content. And we've got to harness the power of AI to make it more personalized. Got it. What's next on Comore's list of B2B challenges?
So challenge number two is something that I think a lot of people can relate to. He calls it, we live in Amazonia.
Okay, Amazonia.
It's basically the idea that the expectations that consumers have become accustomed to in their personal lives, you know, that ease of ordering, the speed of delivery, they're now expecting that same level of service in their professional lives as well.
So it's not enough to just have a website anymore. You've got to have a website that's as user-friendly as Amazon?
Pretty much. Customers want to be able to find what they're looking for quickly and easily. They want to be able to place an order with just a few clicks. And they certainly don't want to wait weeks or even months for delivery.
So speed and convenience are key. But what about the human touch? I mean, part of what makes B2B sales so unique is the relationships that are built between salespeople and their clients.
That's a great point, and it's something that Comore addresses as well. He's not saying that we should completely automate the sales process. What he is saying is that we need to find ways to use technology to enhance the customer experience, not replace it entirely.
Okay, so it's all about finding that balance.
Exactly. It's about using technology to make things easier and more efficient. But it's also about preserving that human element that is so essential to B2B sales.
Makes sense. So we've talked about content. We talked about the Amazon effect. What other challenges does Comore highlight in his B2B sales radar?
Well, the next one is all about speed.
Speed.
He calls it speed kills, but being slow is certain death.
Okay, I'm sensing a theme here. So he's saying that sales cycles need to be lightning fast.
Precisely. In today's fast-paced business world, you snooze, you lose.
So how can businesses actually achieve these warp speed sales? What are some of the tools or strategies that Comore recommends?
Well, he throws out a lot of buzzwords. AI, blockchain, robotic process automation. But they're not just buzzwords, they're real tools that can help businesses streamline their sales processes and close deals faster.
Okay, let's break those down a bit because I'll be honest, sometimes all the tech jargon can make my head spin. Let's start with AI. How can AI actually help with sales?
So imagine AI analyzing data to predict what a customer needs before they even ask. Or imagine AI personalizing the sales experience so that each interaction is tailored to the individual customer. That's the power of AI in sales.
It's like having a crystal ball that tells you exactly what your customers want before they even know it themselves. What about blockchain? That one always seems a bit mysterious to me.
Yeah, blockchain can seem a bit abstract. But in the context of sales, think about it as a way to make transactions more secure and transparent. It can also help to speed up the sales cycle by automating some of the more tedious and time-consuming tasks.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, what about robotic process automation? That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, doesn't it? But it's actually already being used by a lot of businesses. It's basically a way to automate repetitive tasks, like data entry or order processing.
So you're freeing up your human sales team to focus on more strategic and relationship-building activities.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder.
That makes sense. But technology can only take you so far, right? There's still that human element in B2B sales.
Absolutely. In fact, that brings us to Comore's next challenge. Customers want answers, not pitches.
Okay, so it's less about the hard sell and more about being a helpful guide, right?
Precisely. Today's B2B buyers are incredibly savvy. They've already done their research online, and they can spot a generic sales pitch a mile away.
So they're not looking for a salesperson. They're looking for an expert, a trusted advisor.
Exactly. Someone who can provide real value at every interaction.
And that's where those human skills really shine, right? Being able to listen to your customers, understand their needs, and offer solutions that are tailored to their specific challenges.
You got it. It's about building trust and demonstrating expertise.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Content, the Amazon effect, speed, and the importance of human connection. It's clear that the B2B sales landscape is changing rapidly, and companies need to adapt if they want to stay ahead of the curve.
It's not just about having all the answers, though.
Right. It's about asking the right questions, too.
Exactly. You need to really listen to what your customers are saying, uncover their pain points, understand their goals.
And then you can start to position your products or services as solutions to their problems.
Precisely. And that's where tools like real-time data analysis can be incredibly valuable.
Oh, yeah. Data's king, right?
It is. Imagine being able to pull up a customer's entire history with your company during a sales call. Their past purchases, their interactions with your website, even their social media activity.
So you can tailor your pitch specifically to their needs and interests.
Exactly. It takes all the guesswork out of it.
And it shows the customer that you're really paying attention.
That you value their business.
Makes a big difference.
Huge difference. Personalized experiences are key in today's B2B world.
Okay, so we've got content, the Amazon effect, speed, the human touch, and now data. Anything else Comore throws our way?
Challenge number 5 is all about the kids. Well, not literally kids, but, you know, the next generation of B2B buyers.
Gen Z. Those are the ones who are always glued to their phones, right?
They are. And they're about to shake things up in the B2B world.
How so? I mean, it's not like they're buying server farms. Yeah.
True. They may not be the ones signing the checks right now, but they're influencing the decision makers. And they have very different expectations than previous generations.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, for one thing, they're used to getting information instantly. They have no patience for long sales pitches or complicated processes.
So we've got to get to the point quickly.
Exactly. And it's not just about speed. It's also about authenticity. Gen Z can spot a fake from a mile away.
So no more cheesy stock photos or corporate jargon.
Definitely not. They want to see real people, real stories.
Content that feels genuine and relatable.
Exactly. And they're also very cause-driven. They want to do business with companies that share their values.
So social responsibility is more important than ever.
Absolutely. It's not just a nice to have, it's a must have.
Makes sense.
Okay.
So we need to be fast, authentic, and socially responsible if we want to win over Gen Z.
Got it. What's next on Comore's B2B challenge hit list?
Challenge number 6 is something that I think a lot of companies struggle with. Standing out in a crowded marketplace?
Yeah, that's always a challenge.
He calls it standing out in a sea of sameness.
Okay, I like that.
It's easy to get lost in the noise, especially in today's digital world.
Especially when it seems like there are a million companies all selling the same thing. Right, so how do you differentiate yourself? How do you make your company stand out from the competition?
That's the million-dollar question. What does Comore suggest?
He talked about the importance of creating a superior customer experience.
Okay, so CX.
Exactly. CX is everything. It's the sum total of all the interactions a customer has with your brand, mm-hmm. from the first time they visit your website to the way you handle their complaints.
It's got to be good.
It's got to be exceptional.
So how do you create an exceptional customer experience?
It's about sweating the small stuff, paying attention to every detail, making sure that every interaction is positive and memorable.
And personalized.
Absolutely. Personalization is key.
Okay, so we need to create a superior customer experience if we want to stand out.
It's not enough to just meet expectations anymore.
You've got to exceed them.
Exactly. You need to wow your customers at every turn.
Wow. Okay. I'm starting to feel the pressure here.
It's a competitive world out there.
It is.
But don't worry. Comore's got more advice for us.
Oh, good. Bring it on. What's challenge number 7?
So this one is near and dear to my heart as someone who works in marketing. It's about the relationship between sales and marketing.
Ah, yes, the age-old struggle.
Comore calls it sales and marketing, two become one.
Okay, I like where this is going.
For too long, these two departments have operated in silos. But in today's world, that's no longer sustainable.
They need to be working together in harmony.
Precisely. They need to be speaking the same language, sharing data, aligning their goals.
And working towards a common purpose.
Exactly. When sales and marketing are aligned, it's a beautiful thing.
And it's a win-win for everyone involved.
Absolutely. The customer benefits from a more seamless and consistent experience, and the company benefits from increased sales and improved profitability.
So how do we make it happen?
It starts with communication.
Of course.
Sales and marketing need to break down those silos and start talking to each other.
Sharing their insights, their challenges, their goals.
Exactly. And it's not just about talking. It's also about collaborating, working together to develop integrated campaigns that span the entire customer journey.
So no more sales blaming marketing for bad leads, and no more marketing rolling their eyes at sales' lack of finesse.
Exactly. It's about time these two departments bury the hatchet and start working together.
I'm all for it. Teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Exactly. All right, ready for challenge number 8?
Hit me.
So this one is about the evolving role of the salesperson. Comore calls it from salesperson to trusted advisor.
Okay, so are we saying goodbye to the old school hard selling tactics?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say those days are gone.
Thank goodness.
Right. Remember how we were talking about today's B2B buyer being so much more informed?
Yeah, they've already done the research. They know what they want.
Exactly. So by the time they actually reach out to a salesperson, they're not looking for a sales pitch. They're looking for expert guidance.
So it's less about closing the deal and more about building a relationship.
Precisely. Comore actually points out that in many cases, customers are already 2/3 of the way through their decision-making process before they even engage with a sales rep.
Wow, so the sales game has completely changed. What does that mean for sales teams?
It means they need to adapt or risk getting left behind. They need to shift their focus from selling to advising.
So less about pushing products and more about becoming a trusted resource.
Exactly. It's about understanding the customer's needs, providing valuable insights, and guiding them towards the best solution, even if that solution isn't your product.
Okay, so it's a whole new ballgame. I'm sensing a theme here. Comore seems to be saying that the future of B2B sales is all about human connection.
100%. And speaking of the future, challenge number 9 throws us headfirst into a world that's becoming more and more virtual. Meta sales.
Okay, when I hear meta sales, I have to admit, I picture those VR headsets, maybe even trying on a digital jetpack. But seriously, how realistic is this whole meta sales thing?
It's more realistic than you might think. The technology is already here, and it's only getting better.
So it's not just a gimmick. There's real substance to it.
Absolutely. Imagine a customer being able to virtually walk through a factory floor, seeing how a piece of machinery works before they buy it.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I can see how that would be a game changer, especially for companies with complex products or services.
Exactly. Or imagine a VR-powered configurator that lets customers customize products in real time.
Wow, it's like bridging the gap between the digital and physical worlds. I can see how this could be huge for sales, but it sounds expensive to implement.
It can be an investment, for sure, but the potential ROI is significant.
Shorter sales cycles, reduced need for in-person visits.
Exactly. Plus, it's a more engaging and memorable experience for the customer.
Okay, so meta sales might just be the future of B2B sales. I'm starting to come around to it. Which brings us to Comore's final challenge.
He calls it out with the old, in with the agile.
It sounds like he's throwing down the gauntlet.
He is. He's basically saying that in today's rapidly evolving business landscape, the only constant is change. And if you're not adapting, you're falling behind.
Adapt or die, right? So how can companies embrace this need for constant evolution, especially in their sales organizations?
Comar emphasizes the importance of what he calls sales hygiene. It's about keeping your sales processes clean, efficient, and up to date.
So no outdated data, no clunky processes, just a well-oiled sales machine.
Exactly. It's about constantly looking for ways to improve, to streamline, to optimize.
And to adapt. It sounds like agility is the name of the game in the future of B2B sales.
Absolutely. And that means having the right mindset.
Which is?
A willingness to embrace change, to challenge the status quo, to never stop learning and growing.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of B2B sales, what's the key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think it's this. The future of B2B sales is all about human connection, powered by technology and driven by a relentless pursuit of agility and customer centricity.
So well said. It's been a fascinating journey exploring these 10 challenges with you. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the future of B2B sales. Until next time, remember, embrace change, prioritize your customers, and never stop learning.